How are we doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres, the Calling Strikes, courtesy of Undrafted Sports. And today we're going to be talking about the shift. So, however you are may listening, this might be a little bit hard to figure out, but I'm pretty sure if you close your eyes and if you kind of picture it, I think you understand what I mean by everything I got here. So, what I'm thinking of is there's a lot of people that are saying, oh, baseball games are going too slow. Okay, fine. Okay. So, that's why they put in the three batter rule. But there's this controversy of, oh, this shift. Oh, they should ban the shift. Oh, keep it. Okay, so let's review on what is good, what is bad. And, there's going to be a lot of people where if you're a left-hand hitter and if you're hitting it in between the first baseman, second baseman, the right fielder, there's a reason why there's a shift there because they know where you hit every single time for the most part. And there's a lot of people that will say, if you're at the big leagues, especially if you're just coming out of the minor league system, you should know how to adjust to the shift by now. You should know how to hit the ball the other way. And so, to my surprise, I actually saw Joey Gallo lay down a bunt to score a run. I did not see that coming at all. I thought that was a guy, he goes, you know what? Even though I'm an athletic outfielder, my job is to pull that ball and watch it fly. So, in the case of the shift, if you're one of those guys where it's just like, oh, speed up the game, then how come you want people hitting into the shift for an easy out? Why does that piss you off so much? It's like, again, you want the game to go faster? Well, the guy should have hit the other way. Oh, well, he's focusing on hitting it the other direction. That's not natural for him. Didn't you just say that this is a professional hitter and he should learn how to hit the ball the other way? Makes you wonder. Again, if you're going to make an argument, you got to be able to act when there's a counter argument. If you want the shift to be limited, let's put in a rule. Now, I came up with a rule system where essentially to take the baseball field divided in half. So before the pitch, as in if the pitcher is in windup, okay? Because you got base dealers, all that. So if the before the windup, before he's in his delivery, the center fielder can move wherever he wants. Left and right fielder stay put. The third and first baseman stay put. The shortstop and second baseman can't cross over second base before the delivery. I think that's fair. If you want to ban the shift, I mean, come on. I don't think with all these formations, you go, infield in for a ground ball in the infield to get the out run home, the infield for double play, outfield playing deep. So it doesn't harm anything there. If you want to go four outfielders, take one of your middle infielders. Put them in left or right center, depending on what part of the diamond. These extreme overshifts people aren't a fan of, but if you want to overshift for a right-handed hitter, and if your second baseman is just a foot over from second base before the pitch, I don't think you're too angry. And at the end of the day, I think people just don't want five people between second base and first base. They don't want five fielders there. I've seen some overshifts where the only person on the left side of the whole field was the third baseman. The left fielder wasn't even there. It does get crazy. And some of these are definitely unique. I've seen five infielders before. I've seen four infielders between second and first base. And sure enough, he grounded out right to that place. So they knew what they were talking about. But I think the shift is good for baseball. And it gets other hitters some time. There's going to be people that are going to, you know what? This guy mostly hits down the first baseline, or he bloops balls into right field. You want to pull a shift on him? Make him adjust his swing. Make him adjust his mechanics. And there's a guy on the bench or a guy in the minors who could take his place. Competition in baseball is good. Look at certain guys that said, I treated this like I needed to earn my spot for this job every single year. There are many athletes that do that on a yearly basis for every team. So when I think of this shift and I think of, okay, is this bad for baseball? Overall, I'm going to say the shift is good for baseball. And it was only a matter of time. I don't think it's anything revolutionary. I don't. Because at the end of the day, if you know a left-hand hitter's coming, even in Little League, you go to the right fielder, hey, Luis, watch out, coming your way. And in Little League where you have four outfielders, what do you do to the right center fielder? He moves over a little bit. The second baseman might want to move over just 2 feet. Shortstop might move a little closer to second. If it starts that young, and I was grown up in the 90s and early 2000s, then it just seems to be part of the game for a long time. Because this was the end of the era where, okay, right before we care about pitch count, right before we started to find out that Tommy John is a regular thing and not a death sentence to a career. It was the end of that era where you have all these old school guys going like, ah, this is the way the game is played. And they're grumpy as hell and they're salty about it. So again, the shift isn't bad for baseball. There's just a lot of these purists that get angry when their hitter goes right into it. Well, guess what? If there is a speed bump in front of you and you could easily drive around it, or better example, if there's a big rock in the road, you gotta drive over the rock or you gotta drive around it. If you're smart and you're sober, you're gonna drive around it. That's just how it works. So for all these people I want to be grumpy, salty, etc., adjust, learn. And whether you like it or not, things change. But we know for some of you purists that change is never a good thing. But oh well. Stay golden, stay salty, and have a good one for those people that know what they're talking about. This is AJ Torres, the Call on Strikes, courtesy of Undrafted Sports. You have a good one, all.